These are stunning illustrations that you are giving, and they're often not reported, or when they are reported, exactly as you said, they are blamed on something else, such as a failed robbery attempt. The problem that we see here and that we've talked about on the program in the past is, where is this incitement to violence coming from? Frequently, the news will say these people were radicalized. That is the popular term, radicalized online. And yet we know that in many of the mosques of America, there is incitement to this kind of violence coming from the mosque. If you were to do a casual Google search, just entering in something like this, Imams Call for Insurrection in America, you would have instantly popping up over 99,000 examples where imams are inciting violence. Can you give some specifics with respect to that, where imams in a mosque have incited, encouraged this kind of violence?
Well, you're absolutely right. And by the way, I just wanted to give one other quick example. Just last week, January 5th, an elderly woman, 73 years old, who was volunteering at a homeless shelter in Shelburne, Vermont, was attacked by a Somali with a machete, okay? And she is in the hospital still, I believe, with severe leg wounds. Now, you're asking about specific examples of imams or preachers of hate who are preaching at mosques. Let's start by saying that 85% of the imams in our country are foreign-born. They're the worst of the worst. Many of the more peaceful imams stay home in the Middle East. The worst, most radical ones come to the U.S. and other Western countries to spread Islam, because that is giving them points in the life hereafter with Allah, who loves imams who spread Islam to non-Islamic countries, according to the Quran and the Hadith. However, let's just go, and again, just recently, a Houston imam was caught citing the famous anti-Semitic hadith where the judgment day will not come, this hadith says, until the Muslims fight the Jews. And the Muslims will, they will continue to fight them until they are no more. In fact, this hadith says that the Jews will hide behind a tree or a stone, and if Allah wills it, that tree and stone will shout out, "Oh, Muslim, there is a Jew hiding behind me," and the Muslim come and kill him. Okay, so this is direct incitement. Houston imam was recently caught. You can go to Memory, the Middle East media tracking website, to see the video of that imam. Another one in North Carolina recently cited the same anti-Semitic hadith, which is attributed to the Prophet Muhammad. By the way, that's what the hadiths are. They are a collection of the sayings of Muhammad. There was another imam in Davis, California, last July, who was caught citing the same anti-Jewish hatred and using this citation from the hadiths. And he ended up having to apologize. When they're caught on video, usually, that Jewish Anti-Defamation League will call them out, and they will oftentimes apologize, but we know that these apologies are not sincere. And I think, Dave, you mentioned those three stages. I think in America, those three stages of Islamic subjugation, we're caught between stage two and three, or maybe even between some states between stage one and two. And that's why you will see a little confusion on the part of the Islamic imams in our country, because they'll look at an imam who gets away with something in one state and think they can do it in their state, but that state is not quite to the same stage, so they end up having to apologize. And that's what happened with the Texas imams and the California imam. But we don't see many apologies coming out of Minnesota, because in my opinion, Minnesota is the first subjugated state that we have.